Better Living segment right now, brought to you by Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op. Because Dave Asher is here. Hey, Dave.
Hi. Hey,
how are
great
you?
Show. Been listening.
Get that up in there.
It's kind of a saggy thing. Watch.
Saggy. Ooh.
You know, it needs your microphone needs Viagra or something here. I heard you talking about how sexy you are earlier. Maybe you can fix this microphone.
Hey, I wasn't saying I was sexy, was I?
Yeah, you pretty much
Yeah,
were.
You did. And I agreed. I agree. You said you're good looking.
I said I wasn't bad looking.
You're not, well, you're way above that. So thanks for having me on the show today.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for coming.
I love the subjects. I'm
crazy,
well read
huh?
in what you've been talking about so far today.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, give us some insight.
Well, where do you want to start?
Start with the banks.
Start with the banks.
Yeah.
I moved my money.
You did? Online?
I
or
did. No, I physically
union?
Went down and got it out. I put it in Heritage Bank.
Heritage?
You know,
why
I'm,
Heritage?
Heritage is the only locally owned bank left in Nevada, Northern Nevada.
No.
There are other banks with the name Nevada in their name. They're not locally owned. If you just do your research. And see, it's not, it's about the local owned part of it because the profits are reinvested back in the community. A lot of our banks have been bought up. So you have to go on the website and look. You go to the contact us and see where they're really based out of. And there are banks with the word Nevada in the name that aren't locally owned anymore.
No,
they're out
Nevada
of state,
state.
Owners.
Nevada
like I just
state.
Mentioned,
not,
yeah.
yeah.
Not. It's a Zions Bank out of Utah.
Oh, how do you like that?
First Independent Bank of Nevada? Not.
Well, now
you want me to name names? I mean, don't get me
sounds
going.
Like you
Dave,
are naming names.
Heritage Bank is the only one. Greater Nevada Credit Union, Great Basin Federal Credit Union, and Frontier Financial are the only three credit unions that are locally owned that have that you can go open an account, you know, to the general public.
Now, how do we know? How do we
just
know
research.
if the money goes back into the community or not?
Well, Heritage is owned by just over 300 local families. They live here. They started that bank, and that bank's very conservative, very strong. They didn't take any crazy mortgages. They don't jump on anybody's bandwagon. They're not jumping on the buy local bandwagon because they're just very steady, and they just continue to do what they do.
What do they invest in locally?
It's the profits. It's about the supply chain in and the profits out. So it's when the profits go to the owners live here.
I see.
The owners of the other banks don't live here. So that's really what it's about
that
in a
means
buy
a
local
lot.
Campaign.
Yeah, that means a lot. And Dave, of course, Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op. I'm liking your new website. I mean, you were on my show, was it a year ago?
It seems like it, yes, yes.
When you first opened the doors over there at 1301 Cordon.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Very exciting. You've come a long way.
I've been leading the Buy Local campaign. What my claim to fame is, and I'm just so tickled with this idea, I came up with, let's put a Buy Local directory together. Let's put an online directory. And then we thought, well, who are we going to seed this thing with? So I came in, we had a little steering committee, and I slammed down the yellow pages, and I said, we're going to go through this, and everybody gets in for free, like Google. Kind of worked out for Google.
Great idea.
So I'm the first one in the country to offer a free listing to every locally owned independent business at buylocalrenosparks.com. I have over 1,600 local owned businesses. So when you go to the website, and what I just created, those buttons you're looking at there, I know the listeners can't see it, but those are shortcuts to places that we can shift. So very much, again, like we're talking about with the Occupy movement, they're promoting what they're against is anti-corporate America. But guess what they're for? They need to promote what they're for. They're for supporting locally owned businesses.
First.
So I just created those shortcuts.
Yeah, and let me mention a couple of them. Search all locally owned.
That's
right
the
here.
Whole listing for all 1,600 of them.
Locally owned health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Locally owned insurance agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of those,
things.
Huh?
There's not many.
Is that a short list?
It's a short list. So
yeah.
is the banks.
Local computer sales and service.
Yes,
very
that's a short
good.
List that compete with the chain stores and online.
Buy local, made local. I mean, you actually have a link here to people who
sure,
make
candy,
things here
candy,
locally.
You know, wood-fired roasted coffee, killer salsa, the kind of businesses that have factories here that make stuff and sell them. We need to support those more than ever because those people will hire more people if we give them more business.
And I love killer salsa. She's down Gardnerville, isn't she?
Yes.
Minden, name?
Maybe, Gardnerville, something like that. And you got Blind Dog Coffee down there in Minden.
Right.
So those are the made local things. I'm launching a new campaign to buy local, made local. Again, if we just, we're going to have some retail outlets for these places here real soon.
Locally owned coffee shops. You've got local banks and credit unions that anyone would like to investigate.
I'm looking
what
at the casinos.
Dave was
local
just talking
casinos.
About.
So
there are
my,
some, yeah.
Here's my whole owned. Idea here is if we all buy local in all these categories as much as possible, we can shift from non-locally owned to locally owned. That will create, and if we do this in a massive scale at all levels, that'll create over $350 million staying in our local economy and 2,500 jobs, and that's annual. I took a study done in another city, and I modified it to our city, and I can mathematically prove that we can, if we all pitch in, create another $350 million in our local economy and 2,500 jobs annually. That would turn our whole economy around. That would change the whole infrastructure of Northern Nevada.
That's very amazing, Dave.
It's the number one way to grow the economy. Talk to Chuck Alvey at EDON, and that's what he'll say. The number one way to grow our economy and create jobs is supporting locally owned independent businesses.
I see that happening more and more.
And here's why. Mm-hmm. You've got a local business, pretty much when you're going to spend money, you've got four places to put that money. Locally owned independent business, when that dollar is going to leave your hand, ask yourself, is it going to a local owned independent business? Is it going to a locally owned franchise? Is it going to a located here locally giant chain store? Or are you shopping online out of state? Mm-hmm. So I say choose local first. If you can't find what you're looking for, get the right deal, go to the local franchise, go to the local chain store. Shopping online out of state is the actual enemy to our economy, and it's growing.
And it's expensive.
No taxes, no jobs. Mm-hmm. Even if you're saving money, mm-hmm. you're going to save a couple of bucks, but your neighbor just lost his job because his factory closed, and now his house is in foreclosure. What's your net worth now? You save $5 online out of state, but you know, you've got to pay another $50 for your student to go to school to go like band practice or something because they've canceled that program due to lack of funds because they don't collect any sales tax shopping online out of state.
Well, let me ask you something, Dave. Are there enough local businesses here for us to support? I mean, I see them going out of business day after day.
1,600 of them are in my directory. 1,600 of them. So it's a little bit in every category. Auto repair. You can go to the Giant, you know, big. Can I name names on your radio show here? I mean, you know, I don't want to make any.
It doesn't hurt. We all know.
You can have your
Firestone.
Car work on at Sears or yeah. Firestone. Mm-hmm. Or exactly right. Or you can go to Greg's Garage. Or you can go to Pro One Automotive. So by keeping that money local, see, those guys buy stuff locally from other local businesses that buy stuff from other local businesses. The chain stores and franchises have all of their supplies coming on a truck from out of state. And the profits leave the state. So by covering those two categories, by supporting local businesses, that's where the $350 million comes from.
Well, no matter where you go for auto repair, they're going to buy their parts from China, but at least we're supporting our local
people. Reno Toyota is locally owned. Lithia is not. I hope that's not one of your advertisers. Reno Toyota supports probably 25 or 30 other local businesses. Lithia doesn't.
Well, it's good for us to know.
Let's look at their checkbook. Let me see if they've written any checks to other locally owned businesses. Yeah. Go to the local business, and it'll show you a checkbook full of them. Mm-hmm. Go to the franchise or the chain store where everything comes in from corporate headquarters. They don't have any checks to show where they supported another local business.
I don't see a button for local political websites.
That's not
JP Attitude.
Yeah, what about JP Attitude? Where am I going on here?
You're in that category with all of them. The first button has 1,600. Then I kind of made shortcuts to places we can shift. We can shift from casinos, non-local to local. We can shift from gas stations. There's actually Sierra Car Care is a locally owned gas station.
Stay with us, Dave, will you?
Yes.
Dave from Reno Sparks.
I'll throw Tahoe
this
in.
This is a long one.
You know what the whole
long
name
one,
is?
Dave. Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op.
And Green Business Chamber of Commerce.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back here on Broadview.
1270 The Buzz.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're having an auto loan blowout special. You can finance or refinance with us today at rates as low as 2.98%. And we'll even throw in no payments for 90 days. But hurry, this offer ends soon. See what else is new. Visit us online at onenevada.org today.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Now open to all Washoe County residents. Visit us online at onenevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada Credit Union. Your dreams realized.
Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor. At one time in our lives, we've all heard of someone that had a really bad experience having something to do with an automotive product, service, or a dealer. Your money is your power. We want you to start supporting only the highest quality businesses. We recognize what has been missing is a trusted source for this information, and you have one now. Each week, we introduce you to the finest local automotive businesses we know of. This week, we'll be talking to Rick and Michelle Anderson from Nevada Mobile Automotive Service, Brandon and Ava Games, Novus Glass, the windshield repair experts, Mike Shula, Performance Coatings Auto Body, Jay Hubbard, National Automobile Museum, dedicated to connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. That's the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive, every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Gardening in our region has challenges, but it is not impossible to have a beautiful yard. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, Garden Coach. Join me each Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz for the Impatient Gardener and Interactive Garden Talk Show. You'll hear local and regional gardening guests that Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz, brought to you in part by the Garden Shop Nursery on Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. JP's here with me, and we're talking with Dave Asher from Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op. And this has really taken off from a year ago, Dave.
It is. What I found was supporting local businesses creates jobs.
I want to ask you something. How did you come up with this idea a year ago? I mean, you and I were friends on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I